Adam Maguire has the business news.
Thanks, Anya. Well, global stock markets continuing to react negatively to the tariffs announced by Donald Trump on Wednesday. Governments, traders and economists alike also continuing to look at their potential impact, some fearing that they may stoke a recession. To talk a bit more about this, we're joined on the line by Seamus Coffey, lecturer in economics at University College Cork and chair of the budgetary watchdog, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. So now that we know what tariffs are planned by the US, some of them, or most of them at least, what do you think they'll mean for the Irish economy and the European economy?
I suppose the scale of the announcement was pretty breathtaking during the week, just the universality of it and the range of it and the fact that countries with trade deficits with the US have been targeted, but also countries where the US has trade surpluses. So it has been a very broad range, a huge change in sort of the approach to trade from a US perspective. The impact on Ireland will be offset by the fact that two key areas have been exempted for the moment at least, pharmaceuticals, which make up about 60% of our exports to the US, and also semiconductors. So that was sort of an important from an Irish perspective, and also important from a US perspective. In many cases, life-saving and life-changing medicines would see the prices rise because the companies simply have no alternative to go and produce elsewhere. But yes, there will be impact on the Irish economy for US companies producing maybe medical devices, soft drink concentrate, and other products sold into the US. They will face pretty significant tariffs. And of course, Irish producers in the dairy, the food and the alcohol sectors are likely to face these tariffs as well. And perhaps looking at what the EU response would be, and could we get into a sort of a tit-for-tat situation that drives the tariffs up even higher. So yes, it is a big change. It's a big change in sort of the international change in trading environment, a big change in uncertainty. Mm-hmm. Certainly going to have an impact on businesses, and one that's not going to be positive as long as this continues.
Yesterday, IDA Ireland boss Michael Owen said capital investment from US multinationals is down as much as 50% in the first quarter. Do you expect that pullback to continue, and how quickly before that starts to have an impact on the real economy, so to speak?
Yeah, and we could expect it to be even higher. You can imagine some projects that are ongoing before all this started, they would at least get to their end and companies will finish out what they've started. But we're unlikely to see new starts in the current environment. So we could see further declines in capital investment as companies simply just hold station and wondering what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Is the US going to pull back from the precipice? Will the US Congress get involved and maybe try to take some of these powers back from the US president? Remember, it's the US Congress, the Senate and the House of Representatives, which is supposed to set tax policy in the US. But Congress has hence transferred power in relation to tariffs that are really only supposed to be used in national emergencies. But Donald Trump has declared a national emergency in terms of the US trade deficit, which really isn't an appropriate response. So the US Congress could step in and try to retake the power back from the US president. So it really is all up in the air. I think as long as we have this uncertainty, companies won't be making big decisions. I think we can expect further declines in that investment. That will impact Ireland, but more crucially, it'll impact the US economy. They really are shooting themselves in the foot.
We had the Exchequer figures out yesterday, almost $22 billion taken in tax in the first quarter, up 9% year on year. Is the Irish economy in a position to weather this storm?
Yes, I suppose one thing we must note is that yes, we are in that strong position. The economy is performing well. The unemployment rate is at 4%. Employment growth continues to be quite high. And the government is collecting larger amounts of tax revenue. Now, in overall terms, maybe the position on both sides of the ledger is changing. Overall revenue is up just over 7%. Spending is up over 7%. But we are seeing strong performance when it comes to likes of excise duty, VAT, income tax growing along at a steady pace. And of course, corporation tax continuing to surge. And we might even see further near-term surges in corporation tax as maybe companies try to jump ahead of any potential tariffs, maybe in pharmaceuticals, and really front-load their manufacturing and production for the year. And that could see higher near-term corporation tax bills. So we are in a pretty strong position. The government is running a surplus. The overall economy is running a surplus. So we do have to take into consideration that we are in that strong position. Yes, there are certain threats out there that could have pretty negative consequences, but at least we have some capacity to absorb them.
Very briefly, there's only so much Ireland can do in terms of the EU's response. What can the government do now to try and prepare for this?
Well, I suppose the key is to get around the table. Yes, we are one of 27, and yes, we are quite small, and there should be an EU response. I think perhaps maybe the response could go a bit wider. There should be maybe a global response to what the US is trying to do and look at engaging with other trading partners. But from an Irish perspective, it is about looking for sort of the balance in terms of the response needed to the US. We shouldn't just sit back and take it. There should be countermeasures. We should look at what areas they could be in with the intention maybe to try and impact the US economy rather than Irish and domestic EU economies. Mm-hmm. So it is quite difficult. Like, these are unprecedented times in terms of our lifetime. But really, there should be a response. It won't be painless. There's no good outcome here. But Ireland should be looking to try and make sure that the countermeasures are proportionate and ones that create the least damage to the EU economy while looking to have impact in the US.
Seamus Coffey, lecturer in economics at University College Cork, chair of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. Thank you for that.